Hi Larry, I'm Kevin Wenzel. I'm Technical Marketing Manager for HP's Notebook Global Business Unit. And the machine I've got to show you here today is our TouchSmart TX2 notebook. We've had the TouchSmart TX2 on the market for a while now, but we're launching it now with Windows 7 and with the full HP TouchSmart application suite. Now first, a little bit about the notebook. As you can see, it's a small portable machine, 12.1-inch display, weighs about 5 pounds. But one of the cool things about it is, beside being the first multi-touch consumer notebook on the market, is it's a full-function notebook plus a touchscreen notebook and a tablet. So it opens like a clamshell notebook, but I can flip the display around, put it in what I like to call TV mode, and it's great for watching a video or something like that. Or I can just flip the screen all the way down, and now I'm ready to use it as a slate or a tablet.
Nice. This is my main PC at work, and I love it. I use it as a tablet PC and as a notebook, and it's my favorite machine.
I'm glad to hear that, because that's one of the most important features about this, is unlike a lot of tablets, it can be your only notebook. Internally, it's got powerful dual-core AMD Turion processors. It's got up to 8 gigabytes of RAM, up to a 500 gigabyte hard disk. So plenty of room to store music, photos, videos, all of that kind of stuff, and be able to use it as a full notebook computer. Full size, keyboard, touchpad. And the touchpad has a real interesting texture to it that gives you a really good feel for how you're using the touchpad. It even has a scrolling area on it where you slide over this blank area, you're in the scrolling area, and you can always tell when you get there. Mm-hmm. Of course, it has the normal audio output jacks, even 2 headphone jacks, so if you're watching a movie on an airplane with a friend, you can both plug into it. And yeah, you can bring a splitter if you need to, but too many people forget that splitter.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times I've been flying on an airplane and I've seen a couple sitting there watching a movie where they've got earbuds split up, one between one for each person. Easy here, just plug them both in. Another one of the interesting entertainment features on it is we've got a remote control
that
stores in the Express card slot. And it's great if you're watching a DVD in a hotel room or something like that. You can use that remote to control it from sitting on the bed or the chair or wherever it's convenient. Now, some of the really cool features on here, of course, is the fact that it's a multi-touch notebook computer. So the newest thing we've got on here for Windows 7 is putting the full HP TouchSmart software suite on it. So on TouchSmart, you can see the band of applications that you normally use. You've also got a band below it of some applications that maybe you don't use quite as frequently. One of the things that's pretty easy to do is take an application from the lower band and just move it right up into the main band. And there it is. Or if I don't like it there anymore, I can move it back down. Now some of the multimedia things you can do, for example, we've got a Photos application. You bring up that Photos application, you're going to see the photographs that you've got stored on the computer. So let's take a look at a few of them. I can see a grid of them. I can also set them up in a band, kind of flick across the band if I want to. Let's say I want to take a closer look at this one. Well, I'm going to bring it up full screen. And there it is, full screen. If I want to zoom in on it, I can use some of the common gestures with multi-touch to zoom in or out. I can also, when I'm zoomed out, pan around the picture with my finger. Or if I don't like the orientation, I can rotate it.
Cool.
So that's one of the advantages of the multi-touch environment. Is things that you used to have to do sometimes with multiple keystrokes or multiple mouse strokes or things like that, you can do just with your fingers, and it's so natural to do that. And flicking through them, again, the way you kind of wish you could do it with photographs on a table.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of new applications that are exclusive to the new TX2. For example, we've got a Twitter application. So I can bring up my Twitter in the Twitter application on the TouchSmart. Let's log into it. And I can tell everyone I know that I'm filming. Update it. And there I am. My friends all know what's going on.
Very cool.
Now, Twitter's kind of cool because you can look at what's going on with your friends. And on here, I can bring up an array of all of the people I know and who I might be following. And take a look at what's going on with them.
So this is like a flow of your friends.
Right. It's a band of my friends, and I can take a look at this one, bring it all the way up, find out what's been going on with Anne. And of course, later on, just go back to the home screen and see all my status updates. But as a Twitter application, it's a nice way of using Twitter. You don't have to use their web page. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of us like to use Twitter from a phone or something like that, but it's kind of a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
And again, it takes advantage of the touch environment. We've also got a Hulu application. And, you know, Hulu has become very, very popular today as a way to watch TV. So I can go online and start watching TV. I can see a menu of what shows are available. Choose a show, go full screen with it, anything like that. And again, I can do Hulu from a website,
yeah.
But it's really nice to have this application here where I can take a look at all the programs available and just have a great time with it.
Right.
We've also got music applications or video applications or anything like that. In the music application, I can just choose a song, pull it over to my playlist with my finger, and let's start playing some music. Again, very, very easy, very, very intuitive user interface.
Yeah.
Dragging things around with your fingers is so much easier than thinking about how to do it with a mouse or how to do it with a touchpad. And of course, I can always go back home to my TouchSmart desktop.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of exclusive things we've got here. We've got one exclusive game called Tug of Words that HP has gotten for the TouchSmart TX2. So I can bring up that game, and it's kind of an educational game in that essentially you've got a couple of players here who are going to be doing a tug of war. And you're in charge of it. So you've got some letters down at the bottom here. And I try to make words with those letters. So let's see what I can do. Now, how about this one? And when I make a word, it goes my way. And of course, if I take too long to make one, it goes the other way.
I see a girl in there.
Yeah, unfortunately, it changes every time you put one up. So I can keep on going like that, and gradually I will perhaps win the game. At least I hope I'll win the game.
Yeah.
But again, really easy to do with the touch screen.
Yeah.
And we found that a lot of kids really like that. They really get into games with the touch screen. So let's get out of here. Well, I'm only second place. Of course, I didn't play very far. So. We'll go back to my TouchSmart desktop.
And what did you touch on to get the TouchSmart desktop to come up like that?
I've got a little icon down in the bottom here. Let's take a look at it. On the icon row here, mm-hmm. with Windows 7, I've got various applications like Internet Explorer, my file Explorer, Media Player. Right here is a little home screen. It looks like a little house for HP's TouchSmart. And just touch on that to bring up the TouchSmart band.
Very cool, and you can minimize it like an application.
Just minimize it like any other application, right. It's not just a touch screen. We also have a pen available for this machine. So the pen stores in a little socket on the side of the computer. And I can slide it out and use the pen to touch the screen just like I use my finger. But even better, for somebody like, especially like a student or somebody like that, I can put the TX2 in slate mode And now I'm ready to use it to do things like draw or write or anything like that. So I'm going to bring up Windows Journal, which is a real simple writing and drawing tool. And let's say I'm a student in class. Well, if I'm in an English class or history class or something like that, I can probably type all my notes. Mm-hmm. But let's say I'm in science or math or any of those kinds of things, it gets a little harder. So maybe I'm taking notes. Notes in a science class, and I need to draw a graph. Well, that's fine. I can draw a couple of graphs and put some headings on them, anything like that that I want to. Or if I'm in the math class, I can write an equation or anything like that. And I can save these all away as handwritten notes.
Yeah.
So using a tablet for stuff like that is really, really nice. And of course, when I'm done, I can store it away.
And another nice thing for students, too, is this has probably the best value for any notebook in its class.
Yeah, certainly it's probably the lowest priced of the convertible notebooks. Although it's really only the only consumer convertible notebook. So it starts at well under $900.
Yeah.
And we can check that. Let's go online. And again, I'm going to bring up, it starts at $799 right now. Mm-hmm. So I'll bring that up in Internet Explorer. And now it's kind of interesting. There are those same gestures that we used with the pictures and things like that work here. So let's say I want to make my screen or make my words a little bit wider. I can zoom in using that same zoom gesture. Or I can scroll using a couple of fingers to just scroll through the document. And of course I can choose links. Let's say I want to decide to buy one of these by just touching on them. And you know, I found that sitting on the couch in the evening and reading the various news sites and websites and things like that that I like to look at,
yeah,
is just really easy with a touchscreen notebook. Because I just touch the links. I don't have to use the mouse or anything else like that.
Yeah. And for web pages that are built for infinite scroll, like Bing, when you do an image search,
mm-hmm.
you can just sit and flick through the, you know, over and over and just see all the images. It's an amazing way to web browse.
It sure is. So, you know, key features about this. Full-featured notebook, plus touchscreen, plus tablet, with the combination of Windows 7 and the HP TouchSmart software, you got a wonderful multimedia experience. Plus, of course, you can use touch to navigate through web pages, scroll through documents, anything else like that. It just makes it a great combination of an intuitive user interface and a great little notebook.
Nice. And webcam.
And, yeah, we do have a webcam on it, too. And it's kind of fun. Actually, if you go into the TouchSmart application, there is a webcam application in it. And we can have a little bit of fun with that. I could take pictures of myself, I could record a video. If I like a frame around myself, I can give myself a frame.
Cool.
Or do various other kinds of features. But the webcam works real well for things like a chat,
yeah,
a video chat, or a call with video or any of those kind of things. It also, some of the other features that we have in the notebook, we have a fingerprint reader, and with software we use with the fingerprint reader, you can record your passwords, you can record your logon, all of those. It makes it a really nice convenience feature because I can record passwords for all of my favorite websites.
So it's not just like the Windows login, you can also log into websites by swiping your finger?
You sure can.
Very cool.
And You know, one of the things about Windows is willing to record your passwords for you, but that would mean that anyone who gets on your computer suddenly has all those passwords.
Yeah.
So rather than doing it that way, I really like to record my passwords using the fingerprint software, because that means when I go to a website I need to log in on, I swipe the finger, it recognizes me, and that logs me into the website.
Right.
So it's a lot better than having to go through It's a lot more secure than having to save them all in Windows.
What are some of the ports on this?
Yeah, as a full-featured notebook, we've got a full set of ports available. It's got a VGA port if you want to hook up to an external monitor.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a connector for Hewlett-Packard's docking stations, and we've got a mini dock and a full dock. The full dock has a stand with speakers, all of that. The mini dock is a smaller kind of bar-like device that has things like USB ports and networking and all that on it. The whole idea of the docking connector, though, is that when you plug into a dock, you replicate your USB ports, you replicate your networking, your video, all of that, and you charge the machine and power the machine through that one connector.
Yeah.
So when you use one of these at work with a dock, you can just put it into the dock, plug in one connector, and you're connected. You don't have to plug in five different connectors.
Great.
That makes it pretty nice, especially with power coming through there. Now we've got, of course, the network, we've got USB, and we've got our pen jack here. The front, you've got a microphone jack, and of course, we talked about before, two headphone jacks. Mm-hmm. And this is the infrared receiver for the little remote control. There's actually also an infrared receiver on the display so that when you flip it around to what I talked about as TV mode,
yeah.
your remote control still works perfectly. Wireless on-off switch. If you're on an airplane or something like that, you can flip the wireless off. It goes orange to show you wireless is off. You know you're not going to be interfering with the navigation systems on the airplane, which is kind of important. That's true.
Yeah.
Then on this side, we've got a built-in optical drive, and that's something that's important for a machine like this. Because it could be somebody's only computer,
yeah.
You really do want to have that built-in optical drive. And then a express card slot where I've got my remote stored, an SD reader, and of course power. On the back, we've got a modem jack and a couple more USB ports. There's also a locking cable port on here.
Great. Cool. Well, thanks so much for showing this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, really happy to get a chance to show off our TX2. I'm really proud of the machine.
Great. Thank you.